Starcasting to you from the City of Angels. Hello, everyone. I'm Karis. Thank you so much for being here and listening to the Voice of Astrology podcast. This is your astrology cosmic superpower for the week beginning Sunday, March 24th through Saturday, March 30th, 2024. Let's journey together with astrology and explore how to connect with the stars, the planets, the energies for our new week ahead. This week, our magical night sky has Mercury achieving its widest separation east of the sun for its current viewing. What happens is that this planet that moves very quickly, Mercury, will be sitting above a nearly vertical evening ecliptic, meaning in the northern hemisphere. Observers get the best viewing this week around 7:30 p.m. local standard time. Monday, March 25th, we have the full moon lunar eclipse, and the full moon will pass through the northern portion of the Earth's shadow, slightly darkening the moon. Wednesday, March 27th, don't miss this if your skies are clear. We have what's called the evening zodiacal light after dusk. And what happens is that if you live in a location where the sky is free of light pollution, you will get to see what's called the zodiacal light during the 2 weeks that precede the new moon on April 8th, starting on Wednesday the 27th. After evening twilight has faded, you'll have about half an hour to check the western sky for a broad wedge of faint light extending upwards from the horizon, centered on the ecliptic around the planet Jupiter. That glow is what's called the zodiacal light. It's sunlight scattered from countless small particles of material that populate the plane of our solar system. Don't confuse this light with the brighter Milky Way, which extends upwards from the northern horizon in the evening at this time of year. Saturday, March 30th, we have the bright moon approaching Antares in the pre-dawn. We have the waning gibbous moon rising from the southeast after midnight on Saturday, and it will be perched to the upper right of the brightest star, Antares, in the constellation Scorpio. As the hours pass, the moon will slide closer to the star, and the diurnal rotation of the sky will lift the star to the moon's left. By dawn, the pair will shine low in the southwestern sky. Sunday, March 24th, we have the moon entering the sign of Libra, ruled by Venus, which is the planet of love and marriage. Venus is exalted in Pisces today, making a sextile aspect of opportunity to Jupiter in Taurus, ruled by Venus. This is all about bringing the balance back into relationship, the compromise, the communication, the give and take. Venus, exalted in Pisces, wants this so much. Venus, exalted in Pisces, is that desire for a higher vibration in love and marriage. We also have the moon in Libra making an air trine flow to Pluto in Aquarius, a fellow air sign. So the moon in Libra, Pluto in Aquarius, is the releasing of what is not in balance in the relationship, in the marriage. And Venus sextile Jupiter is looking at very down-to-earth practical matters. This is Taurus, about how to make the relationship more harmonious. The moon is an insatiable appetite. It's always what we are desiring and hungry for. And with the moon having entered the sign of Libra, this is the great desire to be in relationship, to get married, find a love. So as we are starting off this week on the 24th, it is all about love and relationship. Now we're almost at the exact moment of the full moon in Libra, which means that there's more room for growth. And the area of growth that we are seeking, or what the cosmic energies are putting a spotlight on, is where to bring more harmony, peace, and balance into the marriage relationship. Monday, March 25th, we do have the full moon lunar eclipse at 5 degrees Libra. The sun is in Aries, which says, I am. The moon in Libra says, we are together. The process of becoming your own unique individual, yet at the same time, being in a relationship, is the balance that this full moon is putting a spotlight on. In other words, we're wired for connection, to be together, to be in relationship, yet at the same time that we are designed to love and need each other and be in relationship, we also have the need to become our own unique individual. So this balancing act with this full moon of how to stay true to yourself, yet at the same time, the growth and evolution that comes from being together in relationship is this balancing act of the full moon lunar eclipse at 5 degrees Libra. 5 degrees Libra has a tie to the planet Saturn. Saturn is the planet that enforces the law. We can have all of the laws that we want written down on the books, but if the laws are not enforced, what good are they? Saturn is exalted in the sign of Libra, which brings in, again, the element of the law. The universal laws of Saturn are basically this: you don't steal, you do not take what is not rightfully yours to take. And Saturn will enforce this law. You don't steal a marriage partner. You don't steal a life. You don't steal someone's good name and reputation, meaning you don't lie and slander. You don't steal. You do not take what is not rightfully yours. This is what Saturn enforces. This is what the universal laws of Saturn are about. Now we are looking at, in this astrology, the laws of marriage, the laws of relationship. An eclipse is a loss of light. An eclipse eclipses something out of our life, meaning connected to love and marriage. It's a Libra full moon eclipse, where the laws are not being respected. For instance, a couple is married, someone decides, an outside party perhaps, that they want to take one of the marriage partners. That law right there, just to use one example, is what this full moon lunar eclipse in Libra is about. Now, the full moon, which is the full culmination of the sun putting a spotlight on, is where the relationship has been out of balance, where there hasn't been honor in the marriage and relationship, and where and how that relationship will end because of the law not being respected, meaning the laws of relationship and marriage, whether you are legally married or not. The eclipse cycle that we are in now, the Libra-Aries axis, this will take place over the next 6 months to a year. It's not just happening the night of the full moon. And we will also be seeing and hearing things in the news where perhaps we assumed that relationship could never, would never end. Well, there will be relationships on the world stage that will be eclipsed, that will end. Because of this Saturnian tie to this full moon eclipse, we also have on this Monday the moon in Libra making what's called an antitia to Saturn in Pisces. So there it is again, that Saturnian influence on marriage and relationships. But the moon Pisces, that is an underneath knowing, a language that can be silent. It's more like intuition. Meaning, if in your relationship you have felt or just had that intuitive knowing of there's just something not right, it hasn't been right, I know something is going on, then this full moon lunar eclipse in the sign of Libra, on this degree in particular, this is why every degree in astrology is so important. The 360 degrees in the zodiacal circle, each one has a meaning, purpose, and influence. And what I hear every day as a professional astrologer, where clients say to me that they don't care that the man is married, they don't care that the man has children, they don't care if the wife is pregnant. They set their sights on someone and a situation where they don't care that they're taking something that is not rightfully theirs to take. Saturn, again, in the area of marriage and relationship, enforces the universal laws of you do not steal, you do not take what is not rightfully yours to take. Tuesday, March 26, we still have the moon in Libra, making an opposition to Chiron, the wounded healer in Aries, and also the moon in Libra, making an opposition aspect to Mercury in Aries. Now, this is the potential for great awareness and knowing. We're still in full moon energy. This is the awareness and the communication of why you relate the way you do. Aries is that sense of this is who I am, and Libra wants that balance, that compromise and love to be in a relationship. So whatever the pain, the separation was in the area of you needing and wanting to be loved and accepted for the true authentic self that you are, this is Aries' newborn baby, in opposition to the moon in Libra, which desperately wants people and relationship and marriage. This is an opportunity with this full moon eclipse to, one, end relationships that are painful for you, and to bring into the awareness, the communication, the information of how you can and have the love that you want and need. This eclipse cycle is transformative in the area of what causes people just so much pain and suffering in life, which centers around our relationships. We are not wired to be alone. We are designed to have people in our life, to have all kinds of relationships, not just the marriage romantic one, to just be with people, yet at the same time to be our own unique self, Aries, and to be accepted and loved for that. Wednesday, March 27th, we have the moon falling into fixed water Scorpio. The moon in Scorpio being in her fall is the emotional imprints that we've taken on in the subconscious from the relationship with the mom, the primary caretaker. Typically, it is the mom. And what are the subconscious beliefs? The moon is the subconscious and what you truly believe about yourself as far as how you are loved, if you are deserving and worthy of love. What are the emotional imprints that and baggage that have never been yours to carry in the first place? They were imprinted there in the belief system about how lovable you are from the primary caretaker, the mom. And so this movement from the full moon in Libra, what are the laws of love and marriage, to Wednesday, the moon falling into Scorpio and getting very to the root of what are the core emotional beliefs that you have about love, being loved, and how you are lovable and worthy of love. The moon in Scorpio on Wednesday makes a water trine flow to Mars, the ruler of Scorpio, in Pisces. This is the potential to take action, Mars in Pisces, and go to those subconscious beliefs and do something about it so that you can clear those away and bring in the truth of who you are, which is, of course, you are worthy of love and lovable. One of the techniques you can use is from a British therapist named Marissa Peer that I just adore so much. She coined the phrase, I am enough. And if you've never heard this phrase or heard of her, then that phrase, I am enough, put it everywhere until you finally believe the truth is that you are enough. Marissa Peer lived in Los Angeles for a long time, and she worked with people that have more celebrity, money, and power than you can wrap your mind around. And yet, with all of it, they still felt like they weren't enough. And no matter what you have or do not have, you are enough. And Marissa is consistently rated as one of Britain's top therapists, and it is more than well deserved. Thursday, March 28th, we still have the moon in her fall in the sign of Scorpio. The moon in Scorpio makes an opposition separation aspect to Jupiter in Taurus, ruled by Venus, and Uranus, the planet of separation and divorce, in the sign of Taurus. Now, Scorpio, Taurus, these are the money signs. I have Taurus versus we have merged money in Scorpio. These oppositions can be the separation from the emotional belief that what you have, Taurus, money-wise, is where your value lies. This releasing and separating and eclipsing something out of your life, meaning the belief that your worth is just based on money. This can be a very profound day with the moon making these opposition aspects to Jupiter and Uranus in the sign of Taurus. Friday, the moon moves into mutable fire Sagittarius, which is happy, optimistic, it's humor. Sagittarius is also getting to the truth. Sagittarius is very philosophical and wants to go on adventures very bravely. Now, the moon in Sagittarius makes a square aspect to Mars in Pisces, also ruled by Jupiter, like Sagittarius. So this is working out a conflict between what it is that you want, moon in Sagittarius, happiness, new adventures, new places to go, between that and the square to Mars in Pisces. Mars in Pisces can be indecisive. It can waffle a bit about what action to take. We're in full moon energy still. We're not at the fourth quarter moon yet. So this moon Mars agitation with the square is prompting you forward and to take action in what will be your next adventure. Saturday, March 30th, we close out the week on a very positive, happy note. We still have the moon in Sagittarius making a fire trine aspect to the sun in Aries. So this double fire, which is fun, illumination, happiness. Fire is light. It's just joy and very playful. This is a very childlike aspect on Saturday with the moon trine the sun in Aries, which is have fun, celebrate. It is a holiday weekend. Whether you celebrate the holiday weekend or not, it's a very joyful thing as we move from that very profound full moon eclipse in Libra towards the end of the week and wrapping up the week with a lot of fire, which is life and the excitement and just the joy and happiness of life. This can be an energy, a feeling of you're just going to celebrate just how wonderful it is to be alive. Celebrate your life. You don't need a reason. It's just a joyful aspect as we close out this week. Thank you, everyone. Have a fabulous week. I will see you all in the stars.